Welcome to the Genius Unleashed podcast with Carly Marie. This is where we have potent conversations all around the idea of unleashing the genius within you, within me, within your clients, and within the next generation. Enjoy. In this episode, I want to share with you about the week I have just had. I took a week off social media. And there are a few things about it that surprised me, a few things that didn't, and a few things that I'm going to change as a result. So I want to share those with you, and let's get straight into it. Maybe it might inspire you to make some changes, or maybe just have a little bit more awareness. I would love to hear from you about what you take from this. So please do come find me on Instagram, jump in my DMs and let me know. The first thing that I noticed when I took a week off social media, so I deleted them from my phone and I closed the tabs on my laptop. And this was just Facebook and Instagram. I don't tend to go on LinkedIn anyway, but I still had YouTube, I still had Messenger, I still had WhatsApp and Voxer and some of the other apps that I use. I was still able to kind of do my work. And I had the few bits and pieces that needed to be done on social media. I had Mim, my fantastic OBM, my online business manager, to do a couple of things and to manage my Formidable Women group for me for the week, which worked out really well. But ultimately what I wanted was to not consume anything on social media and not create anything on social media for a week. I thought about scheduling some posts and things like that. I thought about doing a little, you know, post to let everyone know I was taking a week off, and I ended up kind of just not doing any of that. I sort of just went, hey, this doesn't need to be a big deal. So I didn't make a big deal out of it. And one of the things that surprised me is that it didn't feel like a big deal. It actually didn't feel that hard. And for someone who is on her phone a lot, I work from my phone, I pick it up quite a lot throughout the day. And that was something I had been definitely wanting to be more aware of and wanting to manage a little bit more and being more present with my family and you know, not picking up my phone, not having my phone in my hand so much of the day. And so it was really interesting to see how actually easy it was. I didn't find that I missed it. I didn't find that I felt like I was missing out on anything. I didn't find that I was like, oh God, I just want to check it. I just want to go on there. I didn't have any kind of fear or anything like that, which was really cool. I actually expected it to be harder. I found it more refreshing than I thought. I thought maybe after a couple of days it might get harder or something, but it never did. As I got towards the end of the week, I was kind of just like, yeah, no, I'm happy going the way that I'm going, right? So that was pretty cool. One of the things that I noticed was that I had more time on my hands for sure, and I did some good stuff with it. So my home got very well organized. I thought I would do more work stuff. I thought I would get more admin done. I thought I would do more writing, maybe record some podcasts. You know, I still intended on working, but what ended up happening was my nervous system kind of settled to the point where I sort of just wanted to rest, and I just wanted to have this really kind of low-key week. We're coming into Christmas. It's been a big year, a lot of changes and, you know, some kind of stressful situations and things. And it was kind of like my body just went, we're just going to take the week off. So I actually didn't do a lot of work stuff. I recorded one podcast. I maybe did a few little bits and pieces of admin for sure, probably more life admin stuff that I did. I sorted my house quite a lot. I baked. I did so much baking. I did lots of cleaning and sorting. I did a hair treatment. I gave myself a pedicure. Like all of those things that I kind of just went, oh yeah, I'll get around to that. I found myself getting around to it, right? I journaled a lot. I spent time with my children. I found that I had less anxiety, kind of that underlying buzz that a lot of us have got that we kind of need to manage day to day. I found that took less managing. And I was able to kind of just be a little bit more naturally relaxed without having to be intentional about creating that within myself. I did find that I still got frustrated with my kids at times. It's funny, for some reason I thought that that would change and that I would have more patience and then I would be able to handle their noise more. You know, at times I have to kind of just shut myself away from like just general kid noise and squealing and stuff. I can get quite sort of overwhelmed with a lot of noise. And so I actually thought that that would change. I didn't find that it did, though. I still found myself getting frustrated at my kids, which was interesting. The other thing I noticed was that I still did check my phone a lot, even though I wasn't looking for the social media. But what I found was I was checking my WhatsApp to see if anyone had messaged me, checking my Messenger, checking my emails. I would kind of just do this little loop of checking all the messaging apps because they were still on there. And I'm like, oh, so the picking up the phone habit is still there. So what I did was I downloaded an app called Offscreen. And I've only just started using it, but it seems pretty cool because it kind of tracks how many times a day you pick up your phone. You know, when you get to 10 pickups for the day, it tells you. When you get to 20 pickups for the day, it tells you. I really like that. If you're using it while walking, it pops up and says, stop it, that's dangerous, basically. If you get to 5 hours for the day, it kind of tells you, hey, you know, take it easy kind of thing. But it doesn't, so it counts like if you've got it open playing music, for example. So what I've noticed is I just need to lock my phone and then it doesn't count that as screen time, even though I'm using it for playing music or I'm listening to something from my phone. It doesn't class as screen time, so it doesn't track that. So I realized that after a couple of days and I started kind of locking my phone rather than keeping it unlocked. It was funny. I thought that I would miss out on stuff, right? Like invitations to get-togethers and things. And it was quite funny because I actually did. There was a get-together at a park with some other of our homeschooling friends. And because I wasn't on social media, I missed it. I didn't see the post in our little group. It wasn't on Messenger. It was in an actual Facebook group. And I missed that. But that day my kids said, let's go to the playground, let's take our bikes. And I was like, okay, sure, let's go. We put the bikes in and off we went to the playground. And lo and behold, the group was there. We actually didn't miss it. We still ended up there just by chance or, you know, the universe, divine alignment, whatever it was, made sure that we were still wherever we needed to be. And I kind of like that. Just remembering that anywhere that I'm supposed to be, I'll be, right? The universe will make sure that happens. I'm taken care of, right? Like that kind of reminder. It was interesting how I found myself having some really beautiful, deep conversations in Messenger. I had a couple of friends who were in my Messenger who knew I was taking the week off social media, so they would like kind of check in and go, how are you doing? Or just out of interest and things like that. And I found that the people who were in my Messenger, it was like I had more space and capacity to have a deeper conversation with them because I wasn't just trying to get an answer off to them. So then I could get back to checking social media again, right? Like I was able to kind of be present, really hear them, really respond. And it was like the conversations got deeper. And I think that happened with the people I saw in person as well. It was like I had more capacity to go deeper because my brain wasn't in that cycle of like little thing, little thing, little thing, right? Like little post, 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 video, 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 video. Whereas I think that some of us are just craving. That's what I love about this podcast. That's what I love about books, right? Like things that are a little slower, a little deeper. And I think that some of us are craving that kind of that substance and that wholesomeness. Okay, so I'm going to go to what I'm going to be doing differently from here on out. It was funny how there were a few little, you know, there's like niggly little life problems, like those little things that you just haven't figured out. Something's annoying you, you haven't figured out where that thing's going to go or how this thing's going to work. And I just naturally solved some of those little things. And one of them was the fact that I have two phones and it was getting really annoying because I had my kind of like normal phone, which I made my work phone. And then I got myself an additional phone to be my personal phone. So it had all the same things, but not social media. And it had a new phone number. So I would carry that one around. I would only give that phone number to the people closest to me. But then what would happen is I would find myself always needing to check the work phone because, you know, the guy organizing the finance for my new car, for instance, had called. And, you know, the pediatrician had called and all the normal calls that I kind of actually sort of need to answer were coming through my work phone. So I found myself carrying that with me. So I just had two phones everywhere I went. And because the work phone still had my calendar and my email and all of that stuff on it, it was like I would just carry that one. That would just be easier. So the personal phone kind of sat around doing nothing. So I solved that problem by removing the SIM card from the work phone. So now the personal phone has the SIM card in it with my original phone number. ditch the other SIM card. Now, basically, I have an old phone with no SIM card that has Facebook and Instagram. It has Voxer. I'm actually using it right now to record this podcast because I'm reading the notes that I've got written in my kind of normal personal phone. So basically two phones, my normal phone that goes everywhere with me and it doesn't have social media on it, and then a work phone which only has social media. It has like five apps on it, right? It doesn't have a SIM card, so there's no good me taking it places really unless I'm specifically going somewhere to work. It's basically like a mini version of my laptop, right? It comes with me if I'm going to be working, which means if I'm just out with my family for the day, social media doesn't come. I still take photos of what we do, and then when I come back and I sort of clock on to do a little bit of work or say go and do some Instagram stories, I will just airdrop the photos and videos that I've taken to my work phone and upload them onto Instagram stories in a batch. So I think that's going to work quite well because at home, obviously, it's on the Wi-Fi. I'm on the Wi-Fi right now doing this podcast episode. So that feels good. And basically the big phone, the work one, will just travel with my laptop in my little laptop case. So that works well. The other thing is, basically, I'm just going to not have any social media at all on weekends. I'm just going to put that away on weekends, put that phone away on weekends. I mean, I often have my laptop open on a weekend because I'm doing some writing or I'm doing a course or something like that. And so obviously, I might have social media open on that, but I have it open in a different tab to what I have the courses open in. So that was my week, the no socials experiment, I'm calling it. A few other people who are in my Formidable Women group chose to do the same thing. I let them know that I was going to be taking the week off and that Mim would be running the group and that she would, of course, let me know. There are a couple of questions for me. She just sent them to me and I just recorded a little video response and she posted those. So there was a little bit more admin involved. It's not something I'm going to be doing all the time except on weekends, obviously, as I said. But it was interesting to see a couple of people who said, hey, I love that. I'm going to do that too, just to see how I go, just as a bit of an experiment to see whether it's easy or hard or see whether I miss it or I don't. And they've all sort of said similar things. They said they loved it. They said that they felt less anxiety. They said they didn't feel like they missed out on anything and that they're going to be doing it more often. So some of them have said, you know, they'll probably do weekends, for example. Now, I don't want to be seen as demonizing social media at all. I think the social media is fantastic. I think there are some great platforms doing really great stuff. But I think it's a little bit like alcohol. I love cocktails, right? But like, I also understand that it's easy for alcohol to become a problem and that there are many people that alcohol is a problem for. And by its very nature, it's easy for it to become a problem. And so I think just having a really intentional relationship with alcohol, for example, or with, I don't know, ice cream, right? Like you want to have an intentional and an intelligent kind of a thought through relationship with these things that can potentially become a problem. So that's what I'm doing here. And that's what I wanted to kind of report back on. Because it was interesting, it went really fast. I love how much I kind of got done and I feel more relaxed. And so here I am getting back on deck, back on board, and working out what I sort of want to do between now and the end of the year. So if you want to be in on these kind of vibes where we do these interesting things, come and talk to me about Formidable Women. You can head to carlymarie.com/Formidable Women. And it's funny, I know I've said it's funny a few times in this episode, haven't I? As I look at Formidable Women, it's a course, you know, course access membership, right? Like you pay by the month or the week and you get access to all of my course library, right? But also you get access to a forum where you can get implementation support. We do group coaching sessions and all of that. Now that is all managed through a Facebook group. And I'm now looking at what my options are for offering it a different way and offering it through an app or something like that, where people who, if someone, for instance, didn't want to be on Facebook, they wouldn't need to be in order to access Formidable Women. So if you're someone like that, who's like, do you know what, Carly, I'd love to be a part of that, but I'm not on Facebook, for example, or you don't want to be in any more Facebook groups, please do reach out to me. I'd love to know. Just so maybe I can pick your brains a little bit about how I could, do it differently in a way that would support you. So thanks for listening.